Now, here's the Benn sisters. These are a group of sisters who I think hail from New York, but of Irish ancestry. And they're giving us their interpretation of a track that was a huge hit for Bing Crosby when Adam was going to school. Listen to how the Benn sisters treat Tooraloora. And if you feel like it, join in and sing.
Tooraloora, 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 that's an Irish lullaby. Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang to me in tones so sweet.
The Benn sisters there and their interpretation of Tooraloora. My mother used to sing that song. And by the way, I did say, I think I introduced them as the Benn sisters. That's another group. These were the Benn sisters from America. I must dig out the Bing Crosby version of that. I'm sure I have it somewhere. We've played it on the programme before. Now for another group that I don't think we played on the programme too often. They're called the Alt. And they're singing a song for us entitled Willie Angler. And as with the Johnny McAvoy track I played earlier, this is a little longer than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. And it has a lovely folky feeling about it. The Alt.
As I was walking down by a little town to view the fair valley did me surround, I spied there a fair maid, to me she looked grand, viewing fine fishes by the banks of the Benn. The time I remember was the sweet month of May, when Flora the goddess clothed the meadows so gay. The fields were in bloom and by nature's commands I met with my love by the banks of the Benn. I stepped up beside her and this I did say, since nature has formed us to meet on this day, since nature has formed us, will you give me your hand? And we'll walk together by the banks of the Benn. It being summer's evening and a fine quiet place, I saw there the blushes that appeared on her face. We lay down together there in the warm sand, and she rolled in my arms by man. Young man, you have wronged me, tell me your name. When my babe is born, I might name it the same. My name is Willie Angler, and you might understand. My home and my dwelling lie close to the band. I cannot marry you, for apprenticed I'm bound to the spinning and the weaving near at Fryland Town. When my time is over, I'll give you my hand, and we'll walk together by the banks of the Bann. Come all you young maidens, take a warning by me. Never go walking at one, two or three. Never go walking so late if you can, or you'll meet Willie Angler by the banks of the Bann.
As I did, that sort of finished in the middle. I wasn't quite sure, but it was nice nevertheless. Willie Angler from the Alt. As I pointed out many, many times on Sounds Irish, every track on the programme doesn't have to be an Irish song, but it must have some Irish connection. I keep saying this every week because I get emails from people who say, well, that wasn't an Irish song, Joe. Well, this isn't an Irish song. Actually, it's from the show Oliver. But it's sung for us here by, well, Patricia Cahill. Patricia, who has always been a great favourite of mine, now lives retired in Spain. But in the 50s and 60s, she was a tremendous attraction for cabaret and music hall and entertainment generally. She had a beautiful voice. And she was working with the famous Irish comedian Maureen Potter for many years. And I'm quite pleased to say that one of her singing teachers in the early days was a very dear friend of mine who's no longer with her. She's gone to God now, but she used to go to him for her singing lessons. Now, enough prattle from me, but this is the beautiful voice of Patricia Cahill. Now, we call it Cahill, it's C-A-H-I-L-L, but in other parts of the world, they call it Cahill. But here, Patricia Cahill stroke Cahill is singing Where Is Love?
Where is love? Does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath a willow tree that I've been dreaming of? Where is he? must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can mean something true? Where is love?
Beautiful voice of Patricia Cahill and Where Is Love? And now a song from another of my favourite female singers, Irish that is, Dolores Keane. She's singing a song that, well, there are a number of versions of it. I'm going to play you my favourite version by Dolores. It's the song Teddy O'Neill, and it's about the young girl who is madly in love with Teddy O'Neill, but he's gone away and left her to seek his fortune. Here's Dolores Keane.
I dreamt all last night, oh, bad cess to my dreaming. I'd die if I thought 'twould come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with a weeping? Pain in my heart was too deep to conceal. My mother cried, Nora dear, what is your ailing? But all I could answer was Teddy O'Neill. I've seen your cabin beyond the boarding. I've seen the old crossroads where we used to dance. I've rambled the lane where he called me his thorning, and my girlish heart felt the thrill of romance. But now big ship was ready, and the time it was come for my love to depart. How I cried like a child, oh goodbye to you Teddy, with a tear on my cheek that is torn in my heart. He said 'twas two letters, his great deed proving. But what would he hold to the joy I would feel if he'd only come back to me tender and loving? Yet poor, but my own.
A track from Daniel now, Daniel O'Donnell. I played this a couple of weeks ago on the program and it got a good response, so let's play it again. Daniel O'Donnell reminiscing about a moon over Ireland.
There's a moon over Ireland, comes in from the sea. Across the mountains and valleys where the rivers run free. From the days of my childhood, oh, I've always known there's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home. Go down the one road from Cork to Killarney and follow it on to Tralee. And you won't be tongue-tied when you kiss the Blarney. There's no fairer place you can. I love you, Galway, Limerick and Derry, Sligo and Monaghan, Mayo and Clare. They say it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but that does matter to me. I miss the Shannon, the hills of Roscommon, the green fields in my memory. And I want to tell all my friends and my family in Donegal, I'm coming home. I love you, Galway, Limerick and Derry, Sligo and Monaghan, Mayo. They say it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but that doesn't matter to me. There's a moon over Ireland, comes in from the sea, across the mountains and valleys, where the rivers run free. From the days of my childhood, oh, I've always known there's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home. There's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home.
Now, here's somebody we don't hear too often on Sounds Irish, Brendan Shine from Roscommon himself, but he's singing about the beauties of County Down.
when springtime sows her blossoms to the valleys, and sunlight bursts like diamonds through the trees, when the fields all look embroidered with the vivid glow of daisies, and the rivers wash the mountains to the sea.
I hear the warmth of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found, and all my dreams are a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down.
When daylight gives the morning mist to shiver, and autumn leaves a blaze of golden brown, when evening skies are waving to a cloud of homing swallows, and winter comes to rest in County Down,
I hear the warm lips of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found, and all my dreams are life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down. I hear the warmth of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found, and all my dreams are a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down.
But now we're going from County Down right across the Atlantic to the city of Chicago, because here Christy Moore is singing for us. It's a very short little song, but it tells the story of the famine. Now, we've spoken about the famine countless times on Sounds Irish, the famine that hit Ireland around 1847, when most of the people's staple diet was potatoes, and the blight came and struck the potato crop. And for quite a few years afterwards, there was famine in Ireland, and people had to leave. Over a million left Ireland to go and seek their fortune and to go and find food somewhere else. And a lot of them, as I say, went across to the United States, and some of them finished up in the city of Chicago. Here's Christy Moore.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. '47 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed, a voyage of survival across the stormy sea.
To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune, and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship, died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts.
to the city of Chicago. As the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
Stark reminder of one of the saddest parts of Irish history there, and that was Christy Moore and his interpretation of The City of Chicago. Now here's another bit of fun, this time from Patsy Watcorn. Now you've got to get the singing of this quite right. If you've got a group of people all together, we'll say at a party, and someone stands up and sings this, it's important that you all stop at the same time for the little inserts. You get it as you go along. But this was a song that my brother used to sing. Now, his name wasn't Sylvester. Patsy Watcorn and My Brother Sylvester. Got a row of medals on his chest. Big chest. Take a listen.
Have you heard about the big strong man? He lives in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Well, oh, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got. We have a lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's going to fight Jack Dempsey.
Was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. He killed 50 battle in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch that will sink the battleship, big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
He thought he'd take a trip to Italy. He thought that he'd go by sea. He dived off the harbour in New York. And he swam like a man made of cork. Now he saw the Lusitania in distress. He put the Lusitania on his chest. He drank all the water in the sea. And he walked all the way to Italy.
He was my brother, Sylvester.
What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He kills 50 battle in the West. He knows no rest. Bigger the man, else fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch that would sink a battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
He thought he'd take a trip to old Japan. So they brought out a whole brass band. He played every instrument they got. What a lad, sure he played the whole lot. Well, the old church bells did ring, and the old church choir did sing. They all turned out the bid farewell to my big brother Sylvester.
He was my brother Sylvester.
What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He killed 50 bad men in the West. He knows no rest. Bigger the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch that will sink the battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
Patsy Watcorn and his friends telling us all about My Brother Sylvester. Now, we're having another ballad group now, and this one, well, it was very popular in the late 60s and early 70s, Sweeney's Men. I've got a feeling, however, that this is not an Irish song. I wouldn't bank on it, though. Don't quote me on it either. But it's Sweeney's Men and the heartfelt cry of a maiden. You'll get the idea.
I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? For it's oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, now there's my sister Jean, she's not handsome more good looking, scarcely 16, and the feller she was courting. And now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I, 45, and I've never had an offer.
And it's all dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garden?
I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. But there's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny who would call me his own dearie.
And it's all dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garden?
Oh, come landsman or come tinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploughboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity.
And it's all dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garden?
Oh, will I low way home, for there's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. And I'll away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'll surely get a parrot.
For it's all dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret?
A cri de coeur from the lady. If I can't get a man, I will surely get a parrot. And now for another of those songs that was always a big hit in the Bollard household when I was growing up. My brother used to do a good job on this particular song. We're going to hear it now from the late, great Big Tom McBride and his version of My Grandfather's Clock.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. And watching his pendulum swing to and fro, many hours had he spent while a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know, and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place, not a frown upon his face, and the hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an arm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that a spirit was planning for flight, that the hour of departure had come. Till the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime, as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. Many years without slumbering, his life seconds a numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old
here's a man who fell asleep in California, dreamt he was back home in Ireland, and well, got a rude awakening. Jim McCann.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind then bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision, and I followed with the will, till next I came to anchor at the cross in Spancer Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill. At the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spancer Hill, I went to see me neighbors, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Ah, he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spancer Hill. First and only love, she's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove. And she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. As she's now the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spancer Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. At Johnny, you're only joking, as many as the time before. Then the clock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke
California, many miles from Spencer Hill.